our roles in the church. Now, in case you weren't aware, the time of Halloween is upon us. This is a time when many often dress up in costumes, go trick-or-treating, and watch movies that are especially scary. So it's with this idea in mind that I want to consider the question, what really scares us? Now, fear is a basic instinct. It can be healthy, as it can protect us from many dangerous situations. But sometimes, fear goes overboard and often causes phobias, which are extreme cases of fear in which a person is not able to function. If we go to the next slide, I have examples of some common phobias. Here we have spiders, heights, and clowns. Now, spiders and heights are very reasonable fears, as they pose realistic threats. However, sometimes the mind goes overboard, and people fear these so much that they can't function when they encounter these obstacles. Now, the fear of clowns, known as chlorophobia, may seem more irrational. I personally don't see how you can fear clowns. It just doesn't make sense to me. While these are worldly, physical fears, we need to consider what really scares us as Christians. My first point tonight is that Christians are often scared to trust fully in God. Now, we often lose trust in God during difficult situations. One example of this was Peter when he walked on the water with Jesus. Now, Peter was one of the boldest disciples of Jesus, but even he was subject to fear. We find in Matthew 14, 28 through 31, "And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.' So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?'" Now, Peter had seen Jesus subdue even the strongest of storms, as in earlier in Matthew chapter 8. However, Peter let his present circumstances inhibit his trust in Jesus. When we as Christians are faced with unpleasant situations, we sometimes forget to rely solely on God for the answers. James 1, 5 through 7 tells us, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord." As Christians, we must depend on God to direct us through our hard times in life. Now, Christians may also be afraid of the pain that we must endure in following Christ. Now, nobody likes pain. I don't like pain. I'm guessing you don't like pain. Even Jesus didn't like pain. As he was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prayed to let this cup pass from him, this cup being the pain which he would endure on the cross. While his pain was more physical, our pain is more of a social stress. Christians are commanded to act and speak differently than the world. Because of this, society tends to ridicule and isolate Christians because we don't condone or accept their values. Now, some fear this and thus don't openly express Christ. However, 1 Peter 4:16 tells us, "Yet, if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter." While it isn't fun to be isolated and criticized, we shouldn't be afraid of the suffering that comes with being a Christian. Despite this, some still despise belittlement as a Christian, which leads me to my next point, being afraid to associate with Jesus in the world. Our fear of isolation can lead us not to want to affiliate with Jesus. Now, the most famous example of this is Peter denying Jesus, which is accounted in all four Gospels. Peter, who said he would follow Jesus even to the point of death, denied Jesus on three separate occasions on the night he was arrested. Many Christians often do the same thing today and deny Christ's authority. Jesus tells us in Matthew 10:32 and 33, "Therefore, whoever confesses me before men, Him I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Thus, we shouldn't give in to sin just to appear like the world. Jesus tells us in John 15, verses 18 and 19, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love you as its own. Yet, because you were not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. We have been called by Jesus to be different from the world. If we truly love Christ, we must not be afraid to live like we do. Now, these are all things that shouldn't scare us, but there is one thing that should: hell. If we want an eternal home in heaven, we should avoid the broad path of the world that leads to eternal destruction. We should respect and follow God's word. If we are in Christ, we can overcome any difficulty, whether it be losing a loved one, conquering disease, or facing hatred in the world. I can think of no better way to end this lesson than with Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? Thank you.